And we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight. They have their Holiday Pops concert, the South Shore Orchestra, and they're going to be returning to the Memorial Opera House stage for their holiday celebration. Concert the whole family can enjoy. They have traditional and contemporary music of the holiday season, some things from movies, and also a Christmas sing-along. You can still get your tickets at memorialoperahouse.com. But we are pleased to have the conductor of the South Shore Orchestra and actually the founder, Maestro Troy Wabell. Welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Aloha, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, Troy, we'd like you to talk to our audience a little bit about your concert. I hit on some of the things, but I think you can go into some of the details about what you're going to feature and everything on December 17th. So tell us a little bit about that, and we'll even talk a little bit about the orchestra.
Great. This concert is very well received in Porter County and Valparaiso. It usually sells out, and it features classical Christmas music, holiday music, traditional holiday music, world music we're going to be featuring a lot of, plus a special musical tribute to the Greek composer Mikis Theodorakis, who just passed away in September.
Troy, do you select the pieces for that tribute? Because his body of work is so tremendous. How do you go about selecting what you're going to feature?
Well, I do all of the programming, yes. As far as Mikis Theodorakis, I had the chance to visit him in Athens in 2019 and was kind of planning to do more of his music here. And then, of course, the pandemic hit and things kind of went awry. But some of the pieces that we're going to be doing, music from Zorba the Greek, which is probably his most famous piece. And then there's also the Mikis Theodorakis Overture that we're going to do the American premiere of, actually, at the Holiday Pops. And that is arranged by Yannis Belonis, who is a pianist in Greece. And it's an arrangement, kind of a medley of all of Theodorakis's most famous pieces.
Hmm. That should be really lovely.
So what's some of the more recognizable things that we can hear on the program?
Oh, all of the carols, such as Rudolph, Santa's Coming to Town. There'll be some Leroy Anderson Christmas Festival, Sleigh Ride. What else? Silent Night, A Visit from Santa. Santa will be there as well, and he will be narrating The Night Before Christmas with the orchestra.
Wow.
How many members are there in the orchestra?
We usually have at maximum, maybe 60, 70 people in the orchestra. However, it depends on the repertoire. And also, for this concert, we're pulling the numbers back a little bit so we can be distanced on stage because of COVID protocols and all those things.
What about the house then, too? Are there protocols for the audience?
The Opera House has their own protocols, which goes with Porter County. So whatever the Porter County guidelines are for COVID, that's what the Opera House does.
Beautiful venue.
Yes, very beautiful. We love it there.
Is the Opera House kind of your base of operation, or have you performed other venues?
We have performed in many other venues, but since maybe 5 years ago, we partnered with them, and now we're the orchestra in residence at the Opera House. But we've performed many places. Ivy Tech in Valparaiso was our home before the Opera House, but we've also done concerts, you know, throughout northern Indiana, basically.
Right. And you're based in Fort Wayne, but what was the motivation to create an orchestra here in Northwest Indiana?
Well, there was a need for it, actually. This is kind of stems from a long, long, long time ago when Valparaiso University used to have a community-based orchestra. And then at some point they decided they wanted it to be student-based only. So there were a lot of community players that had nowhere to play. So that was really the inkling of creating this ensemble, South Shore Orchestra, and now it's become more of a professional orchestra with accomplished community members in it, as well as student apprentices.
And now you have people that are in other orchestras. I know I've seen a couple at the LaPorte County Symphony and Crossover, which is actually very good for an orchestra, but you have some notable members that are in your orchestra?
Yes, we share musicians from, as you said, LaPorte Symphony, Northwest Indiana Symphony, Some symphonies in Michigan, some will come down to play with us.
South Bend,
yes. And even from Fort Wayne, as far as Fort Wayne, we've had people come to play with us.
Very good. Tell us just a little briefly about yourself, what you do outside of doing the South Shore Orchestra.
I am a full-time conductor, orchestra conductor. So I do South Shore Orchestra in Valparaiso. And I also am a conductor with the Fort Wayne Philharmonic, a resident staff conductor. And I also conduct the youth orchestras with the Fort Wayne Philharmonic. And then I also do a lot of work with world music and some of the area organizations with world music.
Very good. Well, we just have about a minute left. So tell us everything about how they can get tickets, where it's going to be at, the date, time, and all that, Troy.
Yes, South Shore Orchestra Holiday Pops, December 17th. It's a Friday, and I believe it starts at 7 p.m. Tickets available at memorialoperahouse.com, and they're going fast. I checked the other day, so they're getting close to selling out. So if you don't want to be left in the cold, get your tickets.
Literally.
And you can find out information about the orchestra at what website?
SouthShoreOrchestra.org.
Very good. And Memorial Opera House is, of course, memorialoperahouse.com. And you can find out ticket information there. They also have their phone number there. Maestro Troy Webdell, who of the South Shore Orchestra, is going to be returning to the Memorial Opera House stage for the holiday celebration December 17th at 7:30. Get your tickets if you want to see them. Thank you so much for sharing that on Art of the Air Spotlight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.